Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.
A new zero-tolerance strategy will see jail terms of up to 10 years for domestic abusers. Cabinet has signed off on plan to tackle domestic sexual and gender-based violence, which will see a maximum sentences for assault causing harm doubled. Up to now, it has only been 5 years. The number of places available in women's refuges will also rise from 141 to 280. And the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, says the new strategy has been worked out in consultation with groups who support victims of domestic abuse. So talk to me a little bit more about it and a bit more about the plan. For Men's Aid, the CEO, Katrina Bentley, joins me on the air. Good afternoon, Katrina.
Good afternoon, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, the only thing I will say, Katrina, I'm delighted, by the way, for both genders, that we're going to see a change and we're going to see this taken a lot more seriously, I hope, in the future. And maybe a lesson will be learned, you know, when we see somebody going to jail for 10 years, hopefully, you know, for serious domestic violence or whatever it has to be it against a man or a woman, that it might send a very strong message out. But I do notice in the article, it's supposed to be, I suppose, gender neutral to some degree. But I don't know how well Men's Aid and other men's organisations will do out of this, because it talks about women's refuges. Will there be an improvement as well for men? Because I suppose after the Johnny Depp case, you know, men's domestic violence against men is also in the news too quite a lot, and something we need to discuss quite a lot.
Absolutely. No, brilliant. And I suppose it has been quite a busy couple of months in relation to the media, I suppose, on the back of the Johnny Depp case as well. I suppose today is about the 2 years of the collaboration. We have been at the table with all the meetings now, I can be honest with that. We have made our submissions. I think we attended 17 or 18 meetings, whether on Zoom, etc. We shared the data that we had over the last, from 2021 and 2020 and 2021, over the past 2 years. So it has been a collaborative approach. I think it is, I suppose, in 2021, just to say, we supported about 8,000 contacts to our helpline and to our services. And this year we're expecting approximately around the 10,000 contacts. So it just shows you, in terms of, we all have started, if I would say, to give men the confidence and encouragement to come forward and pick up the phone even and just start that first step. So Men's Aid and the voice of the male victim is in this document. It certainly was in the draft that we saw a number of months ago. Later this afternoon with the Taoiseach and Minister McEntee, we will get the final draft this afternoon. So we're very keen to read it again, and also to read the implementation plan and to implement the budget and how the funding. But I will say is that on behalf of the men that we've represented and supported, and the families for the last number of years, our voice is here, our voice has been heard. And I suppose, I hope it is a fresh start, if for want of a better word, for the years going forward, for everybody.
Sorry to interrupt you, Katrina, but what is the data? Because I remember some time ago there was a conversation in the Dáil, and it was some time ago because Gerry Adams was in the Dáil at the time, so it must have been about 7 or 8 years ago. And he asked, I think at the time, Enda Kenny, what were the figures in relation to male domestic violence? And Enda Kenny said he didn't have the figures to hand. And Gerry Adams said, you know why? Because they don't exist. So, in other words, in the UK at the time, figures were somewhere between 4 in 9 were male cases. They predicted because men don't come forward as much. So what do we estimate the figures are percentage-wise of male victims and female victims?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. The underreporting, I suppose, is what we don't know. What I would say is that in terms of Ireland, our data goes back to 2005, which is very old COSC data. 1 in 4 women, at least 1 in 7 men, will experience some form of domestic violence in their lifetime. Well, if I could quote, I suppose, the UK, their Office of National Statistics of 2020, for every 3 victims, 1 is male.
Okay.
Now, could I also just say, rather than go down the prevalence route, the fact is it's a huge social issue, Niall. You know what I mean? Irrelevant of gender. You know what I mean? Prevalence is there. But I suppose, again, for our voice for the past, or our experience for the past 2 years, is even to be on your show, which is terrific, and the support of the media to get out the fact that men are also victims as well as women. And I think that's given the man the encouragement to come forward and seek the help and seek the response. And I think that's why as well we are looking forward to this afternoon and to be there with our colleagues, and we are all working together because it's such a huge social issue. rather than a gender issue.
I was blown away, I think, the last time I spoke to you or one of your colleagues on the air, we were talking about the budgets. Now, this this mentions in the article the number of places available in women's refuges will also rise from 141 to 280. Currently, is there any male refuge centres?
No, there isn't.
Not one?
No.
So if a man finds himself in a situation where he's being abused in the home by his wife, let's say, or by his gay partner, for example, if he's in a same-sex relationship, and he has to leave the home that night and needs to go somewhere for support or help, is there anywhere he can go?
Not at this moment, but we are working with our colleagues, in particular two NGOs and with one of the funders as well, to find a solution to that. The reason behind that, Niall, as well, is a lot of the men, if there is violence in the home, they don't want to leave the house because they don't want to leave the kids behind. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the men don't flee for that reason.
However, that's a reason women don't flee either. Well, They because everybody wants it to go away and wants it to stop, of course. That's the first thing everybody wants, is for it to stop. So the last thing on your mind is leaving the family home in that situation. In relation to providing that refuge or providing the support that you provide, and, you know, I have noticed it because I have two phone numbers to read out at the end of this, which is Men's Aid and Women's Aid. Of course, you have a standard phone number. They have a free phone number. I mean, I assume that comes down to funding, Katrina.
It does, it does. So I suppose we're hopeful, optimistic that today we'll see some more financial funding, obviously, for Men's Aid for going forward. Because with the increasing calls, we want to miss less calls, but obviously as well to find the pathways as quickly as possible, which would be whether it's crisis accommodation, step down accommodation, or long term, or what that looks like for the man. And it does boil down to funding. So I hopefully from today there'll be some good news for us this afternoon.
I mean, because obviously support costs money, and that, you know, people can't work for free. We don't expect people to work for free. So it does cost money. Premises cost money. Phone calls and offices and administration and everything else costs money. All these things cost money. Currently at the moment, what is the budget for domestic violence in total in Ireland? Would you have an idea of that figure?
I think the last figure for Dusland provided was somewhere between the 30 or the 40 million. I think it's hard to put a number on that
because
COVID, we got additional funding during COVID, which was obviously unexpected. Mm-hmm. So in terms of, I think there's roughly around 41 or 50 agencies roughly that share that funding. I think it was somewhere between the 30 or the 40 million, but obviously that's not even an adequate response either, you know what I mean?
So what percentage of the funding is what I'm trying to establish, I suppose. Yeah. What percentage of the funding is, we have two genders, yes, one gender is affected more than the other, that's clear, women are affected more than men in relation to this, but we are at a point now where we're seeing that the reason a lot of that is because men don't tend not to want to come forward. I don't know whether that's kind of that whole macho thing or whatever it happens to be, that men don't want to come forward. They feel it's a weak thing to do. And I encourage men, if you are in a relationship and you are the victim of domestic violence and you have young children and you feel you need to stay there, you need to reach out and get support and get help and people to talk to. But what percentage of that funding is going towards supporting men?
Well, for ourselves, for Men's Aid, it's 1%.
1%?
Yeah. It's roughly around 350,000.
For 50% of the population. Oh, well, to be fair, you said one in three women, one in seven men, wasn't it?
Roughly, yeah. Okay, so or for every three victims, one male. There's different ways it's been calculated,
Well, then I would expect you to get at least a third of the funding. You would imagine that would be the case then, wouldn't you?
That would be wonderful.
I know. But it's quite disappointing, isn't it, Katrina, when you see, you know, that we have to start taking... And by the way, I want to reiterate... All violence against any gender is completely wrong, and everybody should know that. And if you need help, please reach out and get it. But it is wrong when we're seeing 1% of the funding going towards half of the population.
And I think today is that reset button. It has to be.
Has the Minister McEntee, when you spoke to her in the past, or have you spoke to her in the past, has she acknowledged this, that there's an issue there in relation to, say, funding, or there's an issue there in the way we treat both genders, you know, in an equal power to some degree, you know, or certainly we fund it to the degree that we believe it needs to be funded? Is there an acknowledgement there that we're not doing that?
Well, I don't know whether there's an acknowledgement around that. I think the issue is the learning from the last few years and bringing that data to to national, you know, to the powers, etc., and to those in government to share the data, whether, you know, in terms of whether it's adequate funding. We know it's not. It's not enough funding for the women's services, and hasn't been. And I suppose we have catch up essentially. And the minister is very committed, definitely, to Men's Aid and the work that we do, and actually opened up International Men's Day, our seminar last year as well. Fully committed and available. And so for today and this document, like, we are attending, you know, in collaboration with the minister, definitely, and with our stakeholders as well. I think we all have a lot to learn from the last, you know, decades that passed. And I suppose it really is about breaking down that silence. And yes, I'm absolutely hopeful that the funding will be here and we will roll it out. Even if you handed us, you know, millions tomorrow, it would take time to build that up, Niall.
Of course,
you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
To roll out the services nationwide. We've been doing it bit by bit over the last 18 months.
But it needs more promotion, doesn't it? I mean, it's all well and good, and I say this with the greatest respect to you and your staff, to have you and your staff sitting in an office waiting to take calls and support people as you do. But if people don't know you're there, you know, or there isn't billboards, or there isn't a promotion or national campaigns, which cost money to do that, it's not much use. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I say that respectfully to you.
Yeah. And today's campaign, just the Department of Justice is rolling that out in relation to today's announcement. And Men's Aid was consulted by the Department of Justice in today's national campaign that will be rolled out this afternoon.
Okay.
So just
that's
to say, in fairness, we're at the table. We are being included. We are being heard.
Yeah.
And it really is a positive step forward for us.
Good.
Because we can only go forward. You know what I mean?
So, okay. Just finally, in relation to the zero tolerance strategy, I'm assuming that you're aware of the plan that Cabinet are to sign off on in relation to that, and the jail terms to be increased to 10 years. Have they established, I mean, what part of legislation are they using for that? I'm assuming it's the Domestic Violence Act, or there is an act there in relation to coercive control and all those other crimes that are in there as well. I mean, have you been talking in relation to that, and what exactly does that involve, and how are they going to do that?
We haven't seen any of that just yet. And again, I think that's this part this afternoon. So if I could say part two or stay tuned, you know what I mean? Then we can come back to you, Niall, definitely.
Okay.
Share
great.
That then after today. That would be brilliant. Absolutely.
All right. Well, listen, it's been lovely talking to you. Thank you very much.
You too.
Katrina, and I appreciate
Thanks,
you coming
man.
Out there. Katrina Bentley, CEO of Men's Aid Ireland. I'm blown away every single time. I think Katrina told me that figure before of 1% of the funding. From what she believes, and obviously it's difficult to calculate all the funding that goes to domestic violence, but 1% of the funding goes towards men, which is half the population. And there is no suggestion, by the way, that men are more often the victims of domestic violence. That's not what we're suggesting at all. But certainly if you look at the figures that Katrina mentioned there in Ireland, which go back to 2005, which are old figures, probably not fair to use, 1 in 3 women, 1 in 7 men. So approximately about 70% more women than men. But in saying that, if you look at the figures in the UK, which give a more accurate figure because there's a problem with men coming forward, they reckon 4 in every 9 cases of domestic violence are male. Some might not want to come forward. And there is that whole thing, lads, isn't there? That kind of macho thing. Oh, I'm not cool. I'm not going to tell my wife or my mates. My wife is giving me a hiding. You know, and sometimes domestic violence can be different. Remember, domestic violence doesn't just mean hitting somebody. It can mean terrorising somebody as well. And of course, out of all the bad stuff that came out of the Johnny Depp case, the good stuff that came out of it was the attention that was drawn to male domestic violence. And you would have seen, if you watched the case, the evidence, that she essentially terrorised him. Now, don't get me wrong, it was a toxic relationship they had in the first place, from what we can clearly see. But she terrorised him. And that's exactly what she did. And not only did she terrorise him, she physically hit him on numerous occasions. So that in itself should be enough to make us all see, and I'm talking to men here today particularly, in relation to this particular issue, that if you have an issue, and I know it's really difficult when you've got kids, when you've got young kids in particular, and you're thinking to yourself, if I walk away, she's going to get the house, the kids will stay here, I'm going to be homeless, I have to go to the courts, I have to get a divorce, I have to get a separation, it's going to be a nightmare, I'll just stay. And that can be really difficult. It can be a difficult decision to make. And I know there's people in that situation right now. It's easier just to stay. But as the most important person in my life said to me, value yourself. And that's the most important thing you should do, is value yourself. If you are staying in a situation where you're being hit, subjected to verbal abuse or physical abuse, be you male or female, you're not valuing yourself. You have to value yourself. We get one shot at life. Only one. And if you don't make the best of it, unfortunately, you don't get to have another go. So make the best of it. Move on. There's other people out there who will love you equally as much, if not more. Anyway, if you are or do find yourself in a situation and you want to reach out, and I say this to both men and women, I'm going to give you both phone numbers. You want to reach out, but please, if you don't get an answer first time or they can't deal with you first time, because obviously they're limited in who they can deal with, how many people they can deal with, particularly when only at 1% of the budget. Please, you know, try again. So if you're a man and you're in a relationship and it's toxic, or you believe you're the victim of violence, nobody's suggesting you're reporting anybody to the police or anything like that, because that's another thing, guys. Oh, I don't want to report her to the guards. I'm not going to go that far, but I'd like to talk to somebody about it. And you just want to talk to somebody. You can even leave a message if you want to, by the way. If nobody picks up, you can leave a message. They'll contact you back. They will do it at your discretion. You can contact Men's Aid. And take out your pen. The number is 01 55 43 811. That's 01 55 43 811. All right. Women's Aid is 1-800-341-900. That's 1-800-341-900. And you can see Women's Aid have a free phone number. Men's Aid don't, because of funding. So I'll give you the Men's Aid number again, because obviously particularly we're talking to Katrina about men's domestic violence. So it's 01, it's a Dublin number, 554-3811. Write it down, put it in your phone. All right, you never know when you might need it. And it's nice to talk. Always reach out and talk to somebody. Because I can tell you now, when you're in that situation, or you're in a bad marriage, or if you don't talk to somebody, you can find yourself in a very, very bad situation. It only gets worse. So please, please reach out, talk to friends, family, people you can trust. Or indeed, if you feel there's nobody that you want to talk to that you trust, maybe you've got that macho thing going on. Talk to Men's Aid. They're used to talking to men in your situation. They know how to deal with it.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.